Jack and I were talking on the phone the other night, and I had said I had heard from a bunch of folks what an incredible commencement address he had given at Evangel High School on Sunday. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to get him in to talk about it, which he was kind enough to do. So we're on the phone the other night. And I said, you knocked it out of the park. I've had so many people tell me that you just hit a home run at Evangel yesterday.
I think you said cheers and, then crying.
He said, Bob, how many people told you that I was good? I said, five. He said,
that's like 1,000.
He said, Bob, there were 3,000 people there. I said, Jack, when I give a speech and greater than 0.1% of the people are positive, it was a major success. Attorney Jack Bailey is here, and I'm telling you, from what I hear, you just, it was alternately, there were cheers, there were tears. What did you say to all those people that was so great?
I got up there and I spoke the truth about both our morally toxic culture. I talked about what the real goal of Evangel was. Most people know about the athletic achievements of Evangel. They don't know about the incredible academic achievements that come out of Evangel. And what I explained was, is even though we only had about 100 graduates, we had over $2.5 million in scholarships, averaging over $25,000 per graduating senior in scholarship. And I explained that in spite of all the athletic scholarships, in spite of having placed kids in the Ivy League to Stanford, working in the White House, best law firms, the United States, medical schools, vet schools, that the most important thing that Evangel did was equip children not for sports and academics. That was the byproduct of the process to instill New Testament biblical principles in children. So by the time they graduated, they would be able to confront the world and have the doctrines to follow, the ethics, the integrity, the self-reliance, the discipline. That's the real goal of Evangel. And what you see is by instilling New Testament principles in children and by leading by example and modeling the behavior, we produce kids that compete at the highest level all across this country at the major universities.
Now, that's something that I think is applicable not only to kids at Evangel, but to high school kids everywhere. When you talk about New Testament principles that you can apply to an 18-year-old getting ready to go off into the parents all over the place, Aaron's 18-year-old son getting ready to go off to the Marines on his own for the first time. He's going to see stuff, kids see stuff going to college that they have never been exposed to previously. What kind of principles did you talk about that they, not only the Evangel kids, but any kids can carry with them?
Well, first of all, Bob, if you don't have somebody to teach it by the time you learn it on your own in life, it's going to be too late. So the New Testament principles are always about caring about others, self-reliance, faith, knowing the difference between right and wrong, and above all, always having integrity. Integrity covers so many things. If you read and study the Bible, especially in the New Testament, what you see is integrity is the foundation principle. So if you don't teach children all the elements of always having that principle, mm-hmm. to always have integrity in everything they do, every aspect of their life, and then teach them how to do it, you're going to have children that are going to get out there after high school, they're going to fail in college, they're going to fail in the workforce. Well, what we have seen now, I've only been at Evangel, I've had 10 children in my life there. I sent 9 of them myself. Not all relatives, including 3 little girls that I was appointed to represent in juvenile court. I've sent children to Evangel from every end of the spectrum. My son that the public school system had given up on, that is now an honor graduate of the University of the Ozarks and teaches in the Evangel Autism Program, literally one of the best in the entire United States, all the way to some children that were going to be valedictorians no matter where they are. Evangel has created both moral, spiritual, academic, athletic success in all of those children. And they did it by teaching and modeling New Testament principles. They've taught those kids to always be loyal to something larger than themselves. They've taught those kids how to practice sacrificial leadership. You know, that is the most important form of leadership. And what their goal is 10, 15 years down the line, it's not to have a bunch of kids that won a bunch of academic awards and sports awards. It's to have kids that are good husbands, wives, mothers, and fathers that are going to be a good influence in their community. We've sent kids out all over the world. There have been children from about 30 different countries that have gone to evangel. We've even had the daughter of a communist Chinese Central Committee member at evangel. Absolutely, seriously. And our head of school, Jerry Erickson, was in China and sat at a dinner table in those two officials' homes, who were both members of the Chinese Communist Party, and watched their son, who had been at evangel, lead that family in prayer before dinner. Now, you don't produce kids like that if you're actually only focused on academics and sports. Mm-hmm. You produce these children that are going out in the world and changing other people, helping other people, that are motivated like my son was, like Coach Dawson, who is our new football coach last year, where they graduated from evangel. They knew what evangel had done for them, not just in athletics. You know, Coach Dawson started at LSU for 4 years. Mm-hmm. My son turned into a great wrestler, was captain of the wrestling team. They both went to school at great schools, great educations, but they wanted to come back to evangel and do for other kids what had been done for them there.